see a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
A man's convicted in Manassas, Virginia, of murdering his one-year-old son to collect on a $500,000 life insurance policy. Joaquin Shadow Rams agreed to a non-jury trial if prosecutors agreed to not seek the death penalty. He'll be sentenced to life in prison. He says he's innocent, though, that his son Prince died after a fever-induced seizure. This was during a court-ordered unsupervised visit in 2012. Prosecutors say the boy was suffocated or drowned. Virginia's chief medical examiner ruled the cause of death to be undetermined. U.S. Marshals say the last of the cocaine cowboys has been arrested in Florida.
Cops just nabbed Gustavo Falcone and his brother, Augusto Falcone. The brothers were found living in Kissimmee near Orlando, and that surprised investigators because they thought the two ran off to Mexico or Colombia with their families. The cocaine cowboys were notorious for smuggling tons of cocaine into the U.S. in the 1980s, using speedboats to move the drugs from South America to the Caribbean, then off to Miami. And they were linked to dozens of murders and shootings. Its last two members were on the run for 26 years. They're now in jail in Orlando, but could be moved to Miami soon to face charges. Monica Ricks, Fox News.
German police round up a suspected member of the Islamic State terrorist group after an attack on a soccer team bus.
Following the attack on Monday, in which three explosions went off close to a top German soccer team's bus, police arrested an Iraqi man. Prosecutors now saying there's no evidence linking the 26-year-old with this incident, but he is suspected of being a member of ISIS, of spending time with the group in Iraq, preparing kidnappings, extortions and killings. Investigators asking a judge for more time to hold him. In the meantime, the hunt for Monday's bomber continues. A note found at the scene suggested an Islamist motive, but contained errors, leading to speculation it could be a red herring. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 83 points, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Look around. Spring is everywhere. Now it can also be anywhere with 10-inch fern hanging baskets from the Home Depot, a special buy at just $9.88. Ferns add a fresh touch of spring wherever they go, and they go anywhere, inside by the bookcase, outside on the porch, from the study to the staircase. Get a fresh take on spring with 10-inch fern hanging baskets, just $9.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Wait, your hair is lighter and brighter than it was the last time I saw you. Looks fabulous. What did you do?
I used John Frieda Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. It amplifies your blonde and lets you go two shades lighter for bright, natural, sun-kissed blonde.
Wow, beauty secret revealed.
Let's just say hair talks.
With Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection, your hair talks. Keep it light. Only from John Frieda.
Your KGRN exclusive Skywatch weather forecast for Ferguson, Gilman, Laurel, LeGrand, Marshalltown, and the Poweshiek perimeter. For this afternoon, partly sunny skies, high near 65 degrees. Tonight, chances of showers and thunderstorms between 2 and 3 a.m., low of 52. Friday, 70% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and a high near 69 degrees. Friday night, 30% chance of precipitation, low of 59. Saturday, a 50% chance of rain throughout the day, high near 70, low 47, turning sunny on Easter Sunday with a high of 65. Currently, we have sunny skies and 66 degrees at 1040 KGRN.
Sellers and traders, get ready. It's Swap Shop time on KGRN.
Welcome to Swap Shop on 1410 KGRN. Swap Shop rules: no foods, no firearms, limit 5 items, limit 10 days, and no services. For items someone wants to buy, a used, functioning washing machine. You can contact the person at 641-990-4513. 641-990-4513.
For sale today, we also have a jade green chain ceiling lamp, which you can make an offer on. If interested, please contact 641-260-1572. 641-260-1572. That's Swap Shop on 1410 KGRN.
Hear Swap Shop at this same time every Monday through Friday. If you have a non-food item you'd like to buy, sell, trade, or give away, just send a description to KGRN Swap Shop, P.O. Box 660, Grinnell, Iowa, 50112. Or call the studios at 236-1410. Swap Shop is a public service of Stereo 1410 KGRN.
Marshall Class Days on 1410 KGRN, sponsored by Partner Communications and William Penn University. Here is Fergalicious by Fergie on 1410 KGRN.
To the A, to the STEY, girl, you're tasty. To the A, to the STEY,
That was Fergalicious by Fergie. Welcome to Class Days on 1410 KGRN. I'm Sam Dixon, and we're going to do the worst first with my questionnaire. I go to East Marshall High School. My parents are Mark and Tanya Dixon. My sister is Peyton Dixon. Activities I've been involved with during high school are FFA, Boy Scouts, trap shooting, speech, and volunteering for the Marshall County Republicans. My favorite high school memory would have to be racing down the stairs with Cam Foster and tripping, which ended up smashing my head in pretty well. Hobbies are fishing, hunting, hiking, rock climbing, and frisbee. And my special interests are politics, talking to old people, wildlife conservation, and organic agriculture. For a job, I work at the Mitchell Family Funeral Home in Marshalltown. And for my future plans, I plan on joining the Army as an infantryman and hope to become airborne infantry, and then go to college to get a major in something related to natural resources or some kind of public administration. My message to the rest of the class of 17 is if you're not doing things that might result in you dying, you aren't living.
Thanks, Sam. I'm Holly Roseland, and my parents are Rusty and Kelly Roseland. My brother's Blake, and my sister is Sammy. I've been involved in volleyball, basketball, cheerleading, track, softball, choir, band, musicals, student council, NHS, FCA, and the Smile Group. My favorite high school memory was winning Powder Puff football 2 years in a row during homecoming week. My hobbies include singing, dancing, and spending time with my family. I have a special interest with music. I plan to attend the University of Northern Iowa to major in music education. My message to the rest of the class of 17 is never forget the memories and always strive to be your best.
Thanks, Holly. My name is Grace Banstra, and I also attend East Marshall. My parents are Matthew and Charity Banstra, and I have two brothers, Noah and Samuel, and a younger sister, Faith. Throughout high school, I've been involved in volleyball, soccer, golf, basketball, football managing, individual and large group speech, student government, NHS, plays, musicals, and have been class president. My favorite high school memory would probably have to be almost dying with my friends Tiffany and Amanda because we turned the car off without putting it in park, and then we couldn't get it to start on a busy highway and didn't know what was wrong. My hobbies include spending time with my friends, makeup, and reading. I work part-time at Stepping Stones Christian Bookstore, and after graduating, I plan to attend UNI and double major in biology with a biomedical emphasis and English with a minor in public relations to hopefully go on to medical school or become someone in the hospital management. My message to the class of 17 is that high school is temporary and we shouldn't get hung up over short-term obstacles.
Thanks, Grace. My name is Grant Sencox, and I also go to East Marshall High School. My parents are Steve and Colleen Sencox, and my siblings are Kayla and Max. I've been involved with band, jazz band, choir, student council, National Honor Society, and the food council. My favorite high school memory was definitely seeing Mrs. Kilmer roll across the gym in a garbage can. My hobbies include campaigning for the Democrats, drinking coffee, and canoeing on the lake. My special interests are learning and speaking Spanish, political volunteering, and telecommunications. For part-time jobs, I've worked for Drury Burns Detasseling, the Marshalltown Waterworks, and the Midnight Ballroom. My future plans are to go to Iowa State University for electrical engineering. My message to the rest of the class of 2017 is keep working towards your goals and always fight for what you believe in.
Thank you, Grant. And our next song is We Belong Together by Mariah Carey on 1410 KGRN.
I never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing, I was mics on the radio. Sing to me
if you think you're lonely.
Wait a minute, this is too deep.
Too deep.
I gotta change the station, so I turn the dial, trying to catch a break. And then I hear a baby's face. I only think of you, and it's breaking my heart. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm falling apart. I'm feeling all out of my element, throwing things, crying, trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong. The pain reflected in the song ain't even half of what I'm feeling inside. I need you back in my life, baby. When you left, I lost a part of me, and it's still so hard to believe. Come back, baby, please, cause
we belong together.
Who's am I gonna leave? No one times you're out. Who's gonna talk to me on the phone till the sun comes up? Who's gonna take your place? There ain't nobody better.
And that was We Belong Together by Mariah Carey, one of Grant Sincox and I's favorite song. Now we're going to have more East Marshall Class Days right after this commercial break on 1410 KGRN.
Partner Communications at Gilman is a proud sponsor of the students and athletes at East Marshall High School and congratulates them on all of their success. At Partner Communications, their success is helping you with all your communication needs. If you need high-speed internet to keep track of the football action, they can help you. If you need telephone service to keep everyone up to date, they can help you there too. Or if you need a way to relax after the big homecoming weekend, try digital cable from Partner Communications. Partner Communications of Gilman, working, serving, leading, and a proud supporter of the East Marshall Mustangs.
Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, including Greek Life, Business Club, Theater and Music programs, student government, and intramural sports, there is always something to do. Our diverse student population consists of students from 40 states and over 13 countries around the world. Getting involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. Visit www.wmpenn.edu/studentlife for more information.
University of Iowa Community Credit Union is a member-owned financial cooperative that serves more than 140,000 members with 16 locations in central and eastern Iowa and has proudly served the residents of Grinnell and surrounding areas since 1998. As a credit union, UICCU excels at offering low-rate loans, including home, home equity, and auto loans. They're also the number one auto and mortgage lender in Iowa. Stop by the Grinnell branch today or give them a call at 236-8822 to see why membership pays at UICCU.
Welcome back to East Marshall Class Days on 1410 KGRN. Our next bio is Katie Silva, daughter of Joanne and Hugo Silva. Activities she's been involved with during high school is football, basketball, cheerleading, football cheerleading, and basketball cheerleading, and NHS. Her favorite high school memory was when our school had a dodgeball tournament. Her hobbies include cheerleading and meeting new people. Her part-time job is customer service at Hy-Vee in Marshalltown. She plans to attend UNI and major in marketing next year. Her message to the rest of the class of 17 is, "It has been a fun time."
Our next East Marshall senior is Haley Strojahan. Her parents are Penny Gummer and Joel Strojahan. She has three brothers, Levi, Matt, and Brandon. Activities she's been involved in throughout high school include band, food council, GSA, and community cleanup. Her favorite high school memory is when the shop teacher beat the entire junior class in dodgeball. Her hobbies include volunteering at the veterans' home and band, where she enjoys playing the saxophone. Her special interests include food. Her future plans are to go to college for 4 years to get her teaching degree for elementary education. And her message to the class of 2017 is, "Be proud, we did it."
Our next East Marshall senior is Sydney Velez. Her parents are Amy and Eli. Her brothers and sisters are Hunter, Lexi, and Spencer. She's been involved with volleyball, softball, and trap shooting. Her favorite high school memory is sitting in the library with Mrs. Weatherman. Her hobbies include hunting, fishing, shooting, being outdoors. Her special interests are trap shooting and animals. Her future plans are to go to college at DMAC and become a vet tech. Her message to the rest of the class of 2017 is good luck.
Our next student is Zachariah Laskoviak. His parents are Kim Barber and Mike Laskoviak. Brothers and sisters are Lindsay Sardoris and Matthew Barber. Activities he's been involved with during high school are bowling and basketball. His favorite high school memory is going to and participating in state bowling. His hobbies are bowling, hanging out with friends, and traveling. He has a part-time job with the National Guard, and his future plans are to stay in the National Guard and then become an HVAC technician. His message to the rest of the class of 17 is good luck on your future endeavors.
Our next song will be Not a Bad Thing by Justin Timberlake on 1410 KGRN.
Is to see you tomorrow, and every tomorrow, maybe you're letting me borrow your heart. And is it too much to ask for every Sunday? And while we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love. Voice you hear tonight, and every other night, for the rest of the nights that there are. And every morning, I just wanna see you staring back at me. Cause I know that's a good place to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you bleed. Could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing. Such a bad thing to fall in love. No ride won't fill your mind. Broke your promises and wasted time. And if you fall, you'll always land right in these arms. These arms of mine. Don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love. You might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love. With me. It's not
not a bad thing. Fall in love with me. Not such a bad thing. Fall in love with me.
That was Justin Timberlake's Not a Bad Thing. We'll be back with more Senior Days after the news break here on 1410 KGRN.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are lower on Wall Street as trading is light ahead of the long Easter holiday weekend. Markets will be closed on Friday. Shares of Wells Fargo were down today after reporting flat quarterly earnings, which reflect the bank's continuing struggle to recover from its sales practice scandal. Also, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway selling some shares of Wells Fargo for regulatory purposes. Could Mickey Mouse be taking a bite out of Apple? Analysts at RBC Capital speculating that Apple could be a great buyer for Disney. The potential scenario could be worth hundreds of billions of dollars, producing a tech media conglomerate like no other. The report suggests that Apple has the cash for the deal, with some $230 billion stashed overseas. However, it's not that simple, but analysts are saying it could make sense in the long run, with Apple's acquisition of Disney to be a logical way to scale its content and services business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, and generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
KGRN News, covering Grinnell, Poweshiek County, and the Poweshiek Perimeter. Bringing home to you the latest from Fox Radio News, Radio Iowa, and the KGRN Radio News Team. Now, here's KGRN News.
Good afternoon. With a quick check of some of the stories we're following in the newsroom, filling in for News Director Chris Johnson, I'm Tim Dill reporting. Grinnell Newberg students have received academic and artistic recognition recently in Little Hawkeye Conference competition. Last week, five art students were honored for their works in the conference art show at Newton. And yesterday, the Little Hawkeye Conference math contest took place at Central College. The Grinnell Tiger team took a number of individual and team honors, including the top overall team. Individually, Mary Blanchard took first place in the ninth grade division. Sophomore Daniel Rebelski took second place. Kendall Prattis Hill took third place in the 10th grade division. Junior Robbie Short took first place in the 11th grade division. And senior Lucas Chamberlain took second place in the 12th grade division. Grinnell was also the top 9th grade team, and the 10th grade team placed in the top three. And again, the Tiger math team was selected as the overall top team. A physician who's been providing part-time care in Grinnell will begin seeing patients full-time starting in June. Primary care provider Dr. Teresa Kuhn, who's been working part-time at Grinnell Family Care 2 days a week since this past December, will join the practice full-time beginning on June 1st. She joins existing healthcare providers Dr. J.R. Paulson and registered nurse practitioner Lisa James. She'll begin seeing patients June 1st to schedule an appointment, or for more information, contact Grinnell Family Care at 236-7524. On Saturday, April 22nd, Poweshiek County Extension and Poweshiek County Conservation will be providing a four-hour workshop training for the curriculum Growing Up Wild. They'll be from 9 until 1 at the Foster Center in Montezuma. The workshop will provide activities and curriculum, and workshop participants will receive the Growing Up Wild Exploring Nature with Young Children activity guide. The workshop has a registration fee of $10 per person, and registrations will be taken until Monday, April the 7th. You can contact Poweshiek County Extension Office for a group discount option. And the number to call for information or to register for this workshop is 623-5188. That's a quick check of some of the stories we're following in the newsroom this afternoon. For a full version of the news, listen in at 5:30. An update from Radio Iowa is next. Filling in for News Director Chris Johnson, I'm Tim Dill reporting.
That's the latest from East Central Iowa's news leader, bringing home to you the latest in news, sports, weather, and entertainment for nearly 60 years. 1410 KGRN.
Radio Iowa, I'm Pat Curtis.
Governor Branstad signed 14 bills into law this morning, including a wide-ranging gun bill, which he suggests will make Iowa one of the most pro-Second Amendment states in the country. The owners of a West Des Moines bar will serve probation instead of prison time for tax fraud. Dar Danielson reports.
66-year-old James Perrin and 63-year-old Mardine Perrin of West Des Moines admitted to failing to report cash they earned from the operation of Sully's Pub on their personal or business income tax returns. The taxes amounted to around $108,000. James Perrin pled guilty to making a false tax return, and Mardine pled guilty to aiding and assisting in the preparation of the false return. Both were given 3 years probation and required to pay the back taxes with penalties and interest. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
A celebration of pop culture called Wizard World Comic Con is coming to Iowa next month. It was announced today one of the headline celebrities for the event in Des Moines will be actor Charlie Sheen. This is Radio Iowa.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and
Association and the Ad Council.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. No lawsuit yet, but the lawyer for the man dragged off a United Airlines flight Sunday says it's probable.
Tom Demetrio calls the viral videos of Dr. David Dow disturbing, that he suffered a broken nose, two broken teeth, and is also being treated for a concussion.
Just because United is responsible doesn't mean the city of Chicago isn't also responsible.
A hearing for discovery is set on Monday.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. More tough talk about North Korea's nuclear program. Defense Secretary James Mattis after meeting with Turkish officials.
The bottom line is North Korea's got to change its behavior.
Japan's Prime Minister Abe warning that North Korea might be capable of firing a chemical weapons missile toward his country. The Pentagon says U.S. forces have dropped the military's largest non-nuclear bomb on an ISIS target in Afghanistan. The first ever combat use of the bomb, nicknamed the Mother of All Bombs. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Look around. Spring is everywhere. Now it can also be anywhere with 10-inch fern hanging baskets from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $9.88. Ferns add a fresh touch of spring wherever they go, and they go anywhere. Inside by the bookcase, outside on the porch, from the study to the staircase. Get a fresh take on spring with 10-inch fern hanging baskets, just $9.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
AM 1410, Power Chic, the Riveter, Weather.
Your KGRN exclusive Skywatch weather forecast for Ferguson, Gilman, Laurel, LeGrand, Marshalltown, and Poweshiek Perimeter. For this afternoon, partly sunny skies, high near 65 degrees. Tonight, chances of showers and thunderstorms between 2 and 3 a.m., low 52. Friday, 70% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high near 69 degrees. Friday night, 30% chance of precipitation, low 59. Saturday, a 50% chance of rain throughout the day, high near 70, low 47, turning sunny on Easter Sunday with the high of 65. Currently, we have sunny skies and 68 degrees at 1410 KGRN.
And we're going to start our senior days back up again with Abby Atcher, who is a senior at East Marshall High School. Her parents are Linda and Larry Atcher, and her sister is Amy Atcher. Activities she has been involved in during high school include choir, golf, fall musical, spring play, and art classes. Her favorite high school memory is spending time with Mrs. Krause in the art room. Her hobbies and special interests include art. She works part-time at Brown Shoe Fit, and her future plans are to go to MCC for 2 years and then go to UNI to get her bachelor's in marketing. Her message to the rest of the class of 2017 is don't take things so seriously and stop dwelling on the past.
Next, we have Soraya Bond. Her parents are Mike and Ariana. Her brothers and sisters are Madison, Kira, Destiny. Activities she's been involved in are marching band and concert band. Her favorite high school memory has been conducting as a drum major for marching band. Hobbies include cleaning around the house and playing video games. Her special interests are playing the clarinet, art stuff, playing video games, the color blue, and cheesecake. Part-time jobs have been at McDonald's, which she's worked there for 10 months, and Taco John's for a year. Her future plans include going to work and adopting dogs. Her message to the rest of the class of 17 is build a future.
Our next student is Jared Sutherland. Jared's parents are David and Cheryl Sutherland, and his brother is Jack Sutherland. Activities Jared's been involved with during high school are Boy Scouting, where he achieved the rank of Eagle Scout. His favorite high school memory is homecoming and prom. His hobbies include video games, TV, and running on the treadmill. His part-time job is helping his dad with farming, and his future plans are going to college for welding. His message to the rest of the class of 17 is have fun.
Our next senior is Drew Bolivar. His parents are Justin Bolivar and Megan Seymour. His siblings are Alexa, Blake, Desiree, Kennedy, Finley, Riley, and Cheyenne. His activities during high school were football, basketball, and golf. His favorite high school memory was being involved in basketball. His hobby is golfing, and his part-time job is detasseling in the summer. His future plans will be to attend Iowa State.
Up next, we have a classic with I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. On 1410 KGRN.
Chasing my blues away. I'm gonna ride up.
That was Whitney Houston with I Want to Dance with Somebody. Our next East Marshall senior today is Devin Miller, son of Lance and Megan. His brothers and sisters are Dylan, Ashlyn, Addison, Caden, and Krista. His activities that he's been involved in are football and track. His favorite high school memory is crew games. His hobbies are fishing, hunting, and shooting. His future plans would be going to basic training for the Army in September. His message to the rest of the class of 2017 is, horses don't stop, they keep going.
Our next senior is Trace Wanity. His parents are Lisa Burr and Jules Wanity. His brothers and sisters are Brendan Wanity, Taylor Wanity, and Genesis Wanity. Activities Trace has been involved in during high school are wrestling. His favorite high school memory is going to be graduation. His hobbies are hanging out with friends and family. His special interests are welding, real estate, and heavy machinery. He has two part-time jobs at Dunkin' Donuts and Culver's. His future plans are college at Hawkeye Community College for heavy machinery and diesel mechanics, and his message to the rest of the class of 17 is worry about yourself and don't worry what others think.
The next senior we have is Megan Panzegraw. Her parents are Tim and Krista Panzegraw. She has a younger sister, Emily, and a younger brother, Austin. The activities she's been involved in is FFA, GSA, 4-H, Mid-Iowa Youth Beef Team, Spring Plays, Cross Country, Band, and Choir. Her favorite high school memory was getting a gold on FFA chapter website. Her hobbies include knitting, singing, and Sudoku. Her special interest is agriculture. Her future plans include going to Iowa State University for agricultural education. Her message to the rest of the class is, you all have great things going for you.
Our next senior is Megan Kellogg. Her parents are Christy Benish and Scott Kellogg. Her sister is Danielle. Her favorite high school memory has been attending prom, and her hobbies include hanging out with friends and family. She works part-time at Culver's, and after graduation, she plans to either pursue nursing or elementary education. Her message to the rest of the class of 2017 is, get ready for a new beginning.
Coming up next on 1410 KGRN is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yeah.
That was ABBA with Dancing Queen, and we're going to do more East Marshall Class Days after this short timeout.
Partner Communications at Gilman is a proud sponsor of the students and athletes at East Marshall High School and congratulates them on all of their success. At Partner Communications, their success is helping you with all your communication needs. If you need high-speed internet to keep track of the football action, they can help you. If you need telephone service to keep everyone up to date, they can help you there too. Or if you need a way to relax after the big homecoming weekend, try digital cable from Partner Communications. Partner Communications of Gilman, working, serving, leading, and a proud supporter of the East Marshall Mustangs.
Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, including Greek Life, Business Club, Theater and Music Programs, Student Government, and Intramural Sports, there is always something to do. Our diverse student population consists of students from 40 states and over 13 countries around the world. Getting involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. Visit www.wmpenn.edu/studentlife for more information.
Oski Fazzotti Pink is a refreshing, sweet, fizzy pink wine with tropical fruit aromas including pineapple and lychee, followed by the zing of green apple and citrus on the palate. It's a great wine for celebrating graduations, family holidays, and weddings, or drink it with that special dinner. Oski Fazzotti Pink is available at Tassel Ridge Winery and at some of our retail outlets in Iowa. If you don't see Oski Fazzotti Pink from Tassel Ridge Winery in your favorite store, ask the manager to get it for you. Tassel Ridge Winery is located in Lytton on Highway 163 between Pella and Oskaloosa, and is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 6. Check our website at tasselridge.com. Oski Fazzotti Pink from Tassel Ridge Winery. Simply extraordinary.
Wouldn't it be nice to be rewarded by your bank? At First State Bank, you are. Now there's First State Bank's First Rewards Checking. Earn up to 2% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000. Free mobile banking and free mobile deposits with your smartphone, free debit cards, and much more. To find out how you qualify for First Rewards Checking, visit any of the First State Bank locations in Linville, Sully, Grinnell, Brooklyn, or Agency. This is Joe Truman, Vice President of First State Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to East Marshall Class Days on 1410 KGRN, and our first senior is Austin Early. Austin's parents are Rick and Michelle Early, and he has two sisters, Samantha and Bree Early. Activities he's been involved with during high school are the fall musical and the spring play. His favorite high school memory is cracking jokes with Mr. Wooten. His hobbies are racing and special interests are cars. He has a part-time job at the animal clinic, and his future plans are to go to college for welding. His message to the rest of the class of 17 is to keep your head high and stay out of trouble.
Our next senior is Willie Johnson, son of Julie Johnson and Kurt Sylvester. His siblings are Jimmy Sylvester, Liz Drummer, and Philip Drummer. The activities he's been involved in are football, basketball, track, golf, baseball, fall musicals, spring plays, choir, and band. His favorite memory was senior year of football. His hobbies include golfing, lifting, playing video games, playing basketball, hanging out with friends. His special interests are McDonald's and Burger King. His part-time jobs include Leap, Little League umpire, and Earl May. His future plans are to attend UNI and major in accounting. His message to the rest of the class is good luck in the future.
Up next is Kevin Lira, who is the son of Mauricio and Myrna Lira. His sisters are Cindy, Wendy, and Lucy. Throughout high school, Kevin has been involved in cross country, track, basketball, the musical, speech, and baseball. His favorite high school memory is winning state cross country. His hobbies include lifting and running. His part-time jobs are at Hy-Vee and Leap. After high school, Kevin plans to go to Iowa State and major in electrical engineering. His message to the rest of the class of 2017 is to stay focused and strive for what you want.
Next up is Sarah Johnston, daughter of Jason and Tammy Johnston and Katie and Greg Lentz. Her brothers and sisters are Jason and Hadley. Activities she's been involved in include NHS, Student Council, the Smile Group, school musicals, school plays, large group speech, individual speech, and the wrestling manager. Hobbies include volunteering at the Animal Rescue League. Her special interests are reading, listening to music, hanging out with friends. Part-time jobs include Hy-Vee cashier and babysitting. Her future plans will be attending Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, majoring in medical molecular biology. One day, she aspires to be a pediatrician. Her message to the rest of the class of 2017 is that the world is full of opportunities. Strive for your dreams. Good luck.
Thank you, Grant. On that note, we're going to move to the next song, which is Hot in Here by Nelly on 1410 KGRN.
Station 1410 KGR.